On a warm, sunny September day, 2 years ago this week, everything changed in America when planes crashed into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. This weekend, the weather is warm and sunny again in Washington, and thousands of people are gathering for one of the city's most popular festivals. NPR's Allison Aubrey joined the crowds at Adams Morgan Day to learn how some Washingtonians have adjusted to life in the past 2 years.
Asking festival-goers to reflect on the second anniversary of 9/11 made me about as popular as the traffic cop around the corner writing tickets. Most of the people I approached declined to talk. And hey, I understood. After all, the mood was carnival. 60-year-old Ruth Ellison was winding her way through the maze of arts and crafts vendors. She only stopped long enough to explain why, for her, it's not worth wallowing in tragic memories or worth fearing continued terrorist attacks.
I can't get out of the world, so I have to live in it, right? So since I have to live in it, no one's going to frighten me. I'm a D.C. resident. They're not going to scare me. I'm not going to let them.
Sitting on the sidelines of a festival basketball tournament, Glenn West, who works for a nonprofit in D.C., cheered on a group of players. For him, there's no remnant of anxiety on the streets of Washington today.
You know, it's just cool to see the community come together and shake off something that's so tragic. And whatever paranoia was there, you know, it's pretty much starting to dissipate, and everyone's just going back to their normal lives, and it's just good to see.
Getting back to a normal life has been a bigger challenge for D.C. Fire Captain Clifton Humphreys. It's not a bad job being on duty during a street festival, he says, but scenes of 9/11 are still fresh for him. He was one of the first responders at the Pentagon. 2 years later, he says he's always on the lookout for suspicious behavior.
I look at people standing around doing nothing, people with suitcases. I most definitely had to be aware of that, you know, being a fireman and all, because I never know when they're going to attack us.
Captain Humphreys is not alone in feeling that 9/11 changed his life. Christine Sines, an education consultant, says people tend to forget about it when they're having fun, but seemingly little things regularly intrude.
Every once in a while, I'll see something that I know is terrorist-related or terrorist-like scare-related. For example, like, you know, Metro stops getting closed down, and it's always kind of a reminder that it's always there and it's back in my mind.
Having obliged my request to reflect on tragedy, Christina Symes and Captain Humphreys turned back to the music, the games, the food, the precious present. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.